Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what up, big, big bad? 4-1, wait here until the clock. You know what I'm saying, the California Angel. You dig right now? You're chilling on the hiphopbarbershop.com. Y'all make sure y'all check out for my album, man. Check that out. January 24th, 2012. You dig? Survive, suck it easy. Yeah.
Please don't chill in time for my orgasm. Play me that smooth B-sharp mix. Ooh, baby, yes.
Taking notes of my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? See no fucking single.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I came up with more secrets to tell you today. These are my confessions. Slipped my mind the last two times, silly me. So now I gotta give you part three of my confessions. First I told you about the skank that I was cheating with. Then I mentioned she's having my kid. That's not all. Now I recall more, you see. So I'll give you part. I think I ever had to do. Gonna tell you everything I left out of parts one and two. Like remember when I told you that I knew Pauly Shore? Pauly Shore, that's a lie. I don't know what I said that for. I borrowed your chapstick from you without asking. Oh, and I tried out your nose hair trimmer too. And by the way, your diamond ring is cubic zirconium. I killed your goldfish accidentally, just replaced it with another one.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I need to get some.
Yeah, yeah.
to clean off the bathroom grout. Oh, and sometimes in private,
really like to dress up like Shirley Temple and spank myself with a hockey stick.
Hockey stick, my boss thinks I'm a jerk, didn't get that raise. I haven't changed my underwear in 27 days.
And when I'm kissing you, I fantasize you're a midget.
I'm so sorry, Debbie, I mean Bridget.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I got a few more.
You don't know how hard it is for me to tell you this, but you remember that shirt you got me for my birthday? Well, I returned it for store credit. That thing was hideous. What were you thinking? Oh, by the way, I wasn't really sick last week. I just didn't want to go to your stupid office picnic. Oh, and when I told you at breakfast we were all out of Rice Krispies, what I meant was there was only enough left for me. Sorry.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I thought of some more things that should scare you away. These are my confessions. Slipped my mind the last two times. Silly me. I guess I gotta give you part three of my
confessions.
Once I blew my nose and then I wiped it on your cap. And I lied. Yes, that dress makes you look fat. Anyway, I shouldn't say anymore till I give you part four of my
confessions.
I mean, I'm just getting started here. I'm not even halfway down the list. This thing could go on for...
Hey, where are you going? Honey? What? Was it something I said?
Women.
Yo! What's up, everybody? Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold up. There we go. All right. That was a little too loud. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ. DJ McWell. In the building. It's good to have you here. Good to be here. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in on Deep Dark Confession Wednesday. And, you know, that was, if you didn't know, that was Weird Al Yankovic conversion of Confession. You know, I played it or not, man, just for the comedy of it. Man, I tell you, like the sands of an hourglass, the days of our lives, man, it's always some shit going on. Why Brian calling my phone? He ain't calling in the show. Hold on, y'all. Oh, I guess he realized he called the wrong number. Call the show, Brian. Oh, man, that's Brian the comedian, man. It's true. But anyway, man, it's good to have y'all here. It's good to be here. It's good. Always good. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Hopefully your week is going good. We're in hump day. Today is hump day. So happy hump day. Listen. In the betterment of me, right? In the betterment of me. And I think we all need to do a betterment of ourselves, right? And try to improve ourselves and improve our life and try to make things better for ourselves, right? So we should give ourselves, we should challenge ourselves, basically. You know, and we should give ourselves a task, a challenging task to make ourselves a better person, right? And so in my enlightenment period, you know, because, you know, as for those who've been listening to the show for a while, you know, you know how the show go. You know how I am. And, you know, for those who are new to the show, you know, for the last 6 months, you know, I have, well, actually, for the past, I'd say, 11 years, I've been somewhat of a life coach, right? But wasn't certified, you know, but I've always talked to people about the problems, talked to people about things, you know, telling people how, you know, they should, in my opinion, go about their lives. Actually, you know, I was always leaned on, even as a teenager, you know, I always had people would always ask me for my advice. And I think, you know, God preordained us to do things, you know. Now it's up to you to, you know, become what you have been preordained to do in life. You know, he don't make you be a brake mason or make you be a, you know, whatever your talents are. But he give you the tools. And it's up to you to develop those, recognize your talents. And he allows you to recognize them. It's not like you'll never know your talents. He, you know, some people don't like their talents, but it's a gift. And, you know, some people never follow through on their talents because they want to do something that they wasn't gifted. You know, everybody don't accept their gifts. You know, I feel like you should embrace your gifts. There's a reason why the gifts have been given to you. You know, and so sometimes, you know, like, you know, pastors and preachers and priests and stuff, and, you know, some of them are ordained. You know, some people follow the path. Some people feel like they should, you know, they're not strong enough to follow the path, so they don't go that path, even though they have the gift. You know, so... You know, at the end of the day, God don't force you to use your gifts. It's up to you. And a lot of us don't. But I do believe with, because, you know, I do like to talk and I can process things and I can evaluate and I can address and I can, you know, advise. It's funny that it took me, you know, I've known it, but it just took me so long to get to this point, even though I was always on the way to the point where I am now. It's just I was going through different outlets, where it was the music, whether it was the radio show, whether it was, you know, friends, you know, talking to people in private, and, you know, just it brought me to this, you know, and I'm appreciative, very appreciative of everything that has happened up until this point. Why am I talking about this? I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So at the end of the day, I feel that we all need to improve ourselves and our lives and try to go down the path that we were meant to go down. Reflecting on our lives and realize that what are for others and not necessarily is for you as an individual. Just because, you know, your friends are rich doesn't mean that you should be rich. Rich is for each individual is different. Some people rich in money, some people rich in knowledge, some people rich in wisdom. You know, it's just about what you want to be. And some people are rich in both. Don't get me wrong. You got some people that's rich in wisdom, knowledge, or all three. And financially. And that's, of course, that's the greatest position to be in. But everybody's not meant to be rich. You know, and some people are happy being where they are. Everybody don't look at money as happiness, even though a lot of us do. But there are people out there that are content with where they are in life, and money doesn't necessarily dictate their happiness. Materialistic things don't necessarily dictate people's happiness. Now, don't get me wrong. I get what I want. You know what I mean? I strive for things. But at the end of the day, I don't hold the things that I have to the highest regard of value. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I lost everything today, of course I'll be sad. You know, because I feel like I'd be more sad, not the fact that I lost it. I'd be sad because I feel like I let myself down. I didn't do what I had to do to maintain what I had. I wouldn't be sad for the materialistic things because at the end of the day, you can't take this shit with you when you die. All this shit is temporary. It's not meant for you to have forever. So why am I worried about stuff that I can't take with me when I'm dead? And it's not meant for me to have forever. I can appreciate what I have, and I do. I appreciate everything I have. Don't get me wrong. And I do what I can to keep it. if there was some path that I need to take that's meant for me to lose everything, I think I'll be okay. You know, so back to the message. So I challenged myself, you know, and I there's some things that, you know, we know words are very powerful, and you can manifest them, and you can speak things into existence. And I know some people don't believe in that. Some people do, you know, but yes. The words are very powerful. I was prime example. I was talking to, and I can't really say names because it's, I think this situation was really in confidence, but I could say it and not, as long as I don't say who told me. But it was a situation where I was talking to a friend, and they was talking about a friend, a mutual friend of ours. And there was some things going on, and what up, BB is in the building, got his phone, man. What's up, dog? I saw you call me a minute ago. I was like, Bree, don't call me, call the station. But real quick, and I'm going to bring Brian on. So anyway, they were like, they had a conversation with a mutual friend of ours, and it was like, yeah, a mutual friend was ours kept talking about their job and how they hate their job, right? And the friend was like, they told the mutual friend of ours, listen, stop saying you hate your job. Yes, you might not like your job, but don't say you hate your job. And the person was like, man, fuck that. I hate my job. And about a month later, they lost their job. And mind you, the job was paying some very good money. Like, this person was making some very good money. And now they're in a situation to where, you know, they're struggling a little bit because the job they had is nothing near the job they had before. And so whether you believe in this or not, you know, sometimes when you speak, words are very powerful, and you say things like that. I hate my job. I don't want this job. I'm alive, man. This job is... Then guess what would and could happen? You lose it. Words are very powerful. You can speak curses on people. You can do all kind of stuff. You can speak curses on yourself. So with that being said, you know, my challenge for myself is, you know, certain words I just told myself I would never say, especially when it comes to me, when I'm speaking up about myself. Very negative and very damaging words. And I learned this in class. I learned this in my life coaching class. There are words that, and it's true. It's true. It's like a truth, a fact, that there are key negative words you should never say about yourself. You know, and so I'm not saying that I was saying these words about myself, but I'm trying to eliminate them out of my vocabulary, period, even with speaking on others, even with just speaking on, you know, now some things you just got to say, you know, and it connects. But all in all, you know, negative words, you know, as a whole, I'm not going to go down the list right now. It's just, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to explain it. I can do a whole show and explaining this shit to y'all. And we got other stuff to talk about. But you can do your research. You can Google everything I say, everything I'm talking about. You can Google it. But I know some people are like, oh, I don't believe in that stuff, and I don't believe in witchcraft, and I don't. And I'm not saying it's witchcraft. I'm just saying as a general, you know, people, because you know, witchcraft does have, you know, when we talk about words and how powerful words are, you speak of things, you know, that's part of witchcraft with spells and people saying spells, and that's part of what the power of words. But I'm not saying in a sense of witchcraft, but I just used it as an example of how people say they don't believe in stuff like that. But yet, I know cases personally where people I've known that have been affected by stuff like this. And I'm sure some of you, some shit be unexplained. And you be like, what happened? You know. But anyway, not going to go that way either. That's a whole nother show. But all I'm saying is, to everyone, challenge yourself. Find a negative spot in your life and challenge it and change it. That's the gist of what I'm saying. If there's something that, because the goal is to try to be as positive as possible in every aspect of your life. The challenge is try to be 90%. That's it. 90. Look to be 90% of everything, because you can't be 100%. Some people say, well, I could be 99.99. Okay, if you can, then shit, you the shit. But I'm being real. I'm trying to attain some realistic goals. You know, and the realistic goal is between 80 and 90% for most people. Some people 50. Some people ain't going to reach a little bit above 50. But as an average, I want everyone to challenge yourself to be better in every aspect. Hit the 80 to 90% goal of being positive, a positive influence and a positive force in your life and others. And so start challenging yourself to change small negative things, the way you speak. You know, I have, I got road rage like a motherfucker. Now, the good thing about that is I don't act on it. Like, I have enough control not to shoot a motherfucker for cutting me off. But I will cuss you the fuck out. Like, I will cuss you the fuck out. But see, that's negative. And that's speaking negative on someone. And so, like, again, powerful words. Words are powerful. That's like putting a curse on someone. So I challenge myself not to do that any longer. I'm not going to hurt out now. It's going to take some time. It ain't an overnight thing. But I am going to stop eventually doing that. Because the person that cut you off, you don't know, you know, again, we don't know what's going on with people. This person could have had a family member die. You know, we assume they just assholes. Yes, there are assholes out there, but then everybody's not an asshole. And some people go through stuff. Somebody might have just lost their job, and they're so distraught because they don't know how they're going to pay their rent, or they don't know how they're going to pay their bills. So they're trying to rush home, or they're trying to, you know, they're not looking or paying attention. So I challenge myself to, you know, eventually be calm and be cool. And listen, Atlanta traffic is like one of the worst cities in America when it comes to traffic. I mean, of course, we know L.A. is like number one. L.A. is fucked up. Shout out to my L.A. fam out there. I love L.A. I love Cali, period. But y'all know y'all traffic is bad, really bad. Like Atlanta's traffic is really bad. So with all the just stress and being in traffic, I'm still going to attempt and work on that. Then once I get that worked out, then I find something else. And this is how you build yourself, and this is how you correct your wrongs. You do it one wrong at a time. You do it one thing at a time. Don't try to correct a whole bunch of shit. You just got a bag of fucked up shit. You can't correct the whole bag in one day. So you pick the worst one. Or if you can't even, or the worst one's so bad, then you pick the lightest one, the one that's not so bad, so you can have practice. And then work up to the worst one. That way you will have the strength to change it. The reason why I'm talking about this, and Brian, I can bring you on in a second, is I have some issues and contacted me. It was like, you know, I got a lot. Like, I'm an evil person. I'm a bad person. I do bad things. I do evil things to people, and I want to change. I don't know how to change. I don't know how to stop doing it. And sometimes I like seeing people in pain, and you know, but I really want to change. And can I change? Do you think it's possible? Yes, anything is possible. Any and everything is possible. But the first step is you got to want to do it. One, that's the key. And once you want to do it, then two is putting the effort in doing it. Okay? That's number two. Number three, after you put the effort, then you pick and you just start working one problem at a time. Now, it might take you some years. You might have a real fucked up situation, and it's going to take a while. But, you know, number four, be patient. You got to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. Number five, you're in that situation and you're like in a relationship, or you you know, you have, you know, you and the person that you're in a relationship is, you know, you dragging them down in the relationship because you're an evil person and you got all this shit going on, then I would say you probably would need to let that person go, because you cannot be with someone if you know, if you have evil tendencies, and you got to let them go, and you got to get yourself together before you can even be in a relationship with other people, because you bring in your mess onto someone else. But if you are alone, you know, then, you know what you got to do. If you're with someone, you might need to, and I hate to say it, but, you know, it's a reality situation. It's hard to work on that situation when you're in a relationship. You need time. You need your time. You need your time to fix yourself. You need your time to right your wrongs. So you need to focus. Focus on you. So I hope that the listener that shot me the message about that, they told him to listen to me because I wanted to address this publicly and I wanted them to hear me. And so hopefully, you know, that helped them to get started in their journey and change. And we all got room for improvement. No one's the complete shit, even though a lot of you think you are, you're not. You got some bag. Everybody got baggage. Everybody got a fucked up bag somewhere. So everybody has room for improvement. All right, y'all. It's Wednesday. It is Deep Dark Confession Wednesday. And it's good to be here, man. It's good to have everyone in the building again. If you want to be part of the program, you can do so two ways. You can hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. You can call in at 516-387-1245 is the call-in number. Somebody must have been mad. They hung up. They were on the air. They hung up. I don't know what it was. Just listening. I hope the phone call just dropped. I think sometimes when you start spitting truth, some people, you know, everybody can't handle the truth. You know, they can't handle it. Hopefully they come back, you know, and listen, your opinion is value here. So if anyone want to bring something to the table, you know, hey, if you could disagree, it's okay. We welcome disagreement. You know, just, you know, state your case. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that you disagree, you're not getting mad and hang up and walk away. That's part of the problem. We got to face shit. We got to face it head on. Just because we don't agree don't mean we ain't friends. We ain't cousins. We ain't uncles. You know, I ain't your uncle, or you ain't my niece, or you ain't my nephew. It's just we just disagree on something. And sometimes we have to agree to disagree because sometimes we so set in our ways and our thoughts that we just ain't going to be in the other way, and that's cool too. No harm, no foul. All right? Let's bring Brian up in here, man. Brian's got his phone. He's back in this motherfucker. What's up, Brian?
What up, fool?
What's happening, brother? Hey, man, we missed you Wednesday, man. Thought you was going to call in, man.
Huh?
I meant Monday, my bad. I said we missed you on Monday, man.
Yeah, I was flat Monday night.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was flat.
You good, man? You good? Everything good with you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
too fucked
up Monday.
Okay. Well, you know, K-Scott's coming. Like I told you on Monday, K-Scott, her dude, Sheeta will be here. You will be here. Nene is in the air. She said she got some stuff going on with her job, so she don't know if she's coming for sure or not.
Right.
But you know, she said she'll see, but everybody else will be here. I think she's the only one that is probably not gonna make it. So you know, everything is on, man. Everything is good. You know, I got my deck done. I mean, we got the grill. Everything is ready. You know, the grill is ready. I found out that one of my best friends. He was supposed to be leaving town, but he's not going. He's actually not going out of town that weekend. So, yeah, so now it's his birthday weekend. So, yeah, man, we gonna try to figure some things out. But whatever we do, it's going to be the shit. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm glad you got your phone situated, man.
Man, this shit coming up very nice. Thank you. Another $250. Like, Jesus.
Hey, man, listen. So, I'm going to need you not to put your phones by. I'm going to need you not to have your phone close to your nuts no more, man. I know what happened. Your nuts was hot, and they blew the phone up. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to keep that phone in a cool place. You know what I'm saying? I know, because it happened to me before. I didn't goddamn have phone in my nuts and shit, and my nuts hit, letting off so much heat. The goddamn phone and goddamn shorted out. It happens. It happens to us men, ladies. We keep our phones in our pockets and shit, and it'll be hot down there, and the nuts be hot, be generating heat and shit, and sometimes goddamn phones can't take that heat. So, yeah, Brian, you need to probably relocate, dog. If your nuts hang to the left, brother, you need to put the phone in the right pocket, brother. You need to put that phone in the pocket where it's not as close.
Yeah, you was lying. You was never fucking lying. Oh my god.
Oh,
you is
shit. Never. Especially this time of year, man. It's hot as fuck outside. And then your nuts be getting hot and shit. And then next thing you know, that phone be sitting in that pocket, and you in a car or something. You sitting down, that phone sitting right next to them damn balls. He sitting right. Hey, listen, y'all. Hey, listen to my men out there. I'm gonna give y'all a tip right now, and this is some real shit. You know, I was kind of, you know, we joking about the nuts, but listen, real talk though, and it does come into the play. For all my brothers out there that's trying to have kids, like for real, you need to keep your cell phones away from your nuts. Okay? Mind you that the cell phone does emit a small, and I'm talking about a small amount of radiation, because of them batteries. It's small. It's very minute. However, y'all can Google this shit. I ask Google right now about the nuts, and she'll tell y'all. Ain't that right, Google? You can tell them about them nuts, can't you? But, yeah, that could be detrimental to your production if you're trying to have kids. Now, if you ain't trying to have no kids and you lay them nuts as close to that cell phone as possible, Your boys won't be able to swim too good, and you ain't got to worry about it. But if those of you who are, you know, still trying to have families and trying to, I need me a couple of more kids. Yeah, y'all need to make sure you keep the cell phones away from the ball, right? And a lot of times we keep, like us men, we put our cell phones in our pocket, and we walk around all day with the cell phone in the pocket. And so do some of y'all know that radiation, that small battery, and that little tiny minute radiation will affect your balls. Also, and it could, not only does it affect your sperm count, but it could fuck with your manhood too as well. There's studies. So I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all keep your phone in that pocket near your nuts or your shit hang low, and you got your pocket and that damn phone sitting next to it, you might want to relocate that phone. And you might not want to have that phone sitting too close to your manhoods for too long. You know, some people have their phone in their pocket all day. So your nuts are in danger all fucking day. All right? So for those of you who don't know about that, you know, y'all need to think about that. But if you ain't worried about kids and shit, then, and you really trying not to have them, then, hey, handle your business. Carry that cell phone. Matter of fact, sit it right on your nuts at night. Just let it lay down. You know how you have your phone on the charger? Just put it on your nuts like the charger and shit, and just let it sit there, and then you good. You ain't got to worry about having no more kids, okay?
You an idiot. So, you a fucking idiot.
You know, I ain't got no sense, but real talk though, that you know, for real, yeah, that count. Now, I know some of you guys will say, hey man, I like to shoot the big load, right? And you know, some guys and some women like to see a big load shot. You know, matter of fact, some women be like, when you ain't shooting, you know, you ain't shooting strong, they ask you two questions. Number one, where is it? And number two, are you fucking another bitch, right? Right, Brian?
Yeah, you're right.
Don't that happen? When your shit ain't strong, yeah. One want to know what the fuck going on. First thing, two things she going to ask you. Where is that and who you fucking? And what exactly. Women don't understand is, you know, it's not that. It's a lot of things that can affect that. Heat, when it's summertime, when you got too much heat going on down there, I was joking about, you know, that phone being too close. But that's some real shit. It kills the sperm and the production. So when it's too hot,
mm-hmm.
Your shit is not going to be shooting like it normally does. It's going to look a little weak. And you up there talking, you fucking bitches. I know you fuck some bitch because your shit, it usually looks stronger than this. Not necessarily, ladies. Your man just might have some hot nuts, okay? Nuts are a little bit on the hot side, just killing sperm, okay? So this is a PSA. Hot nuts. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Hot nuts. Just a little PSA for y'all, for men and ladies. Ladies, y'all. Now, I'm sure there's some women out there right now are relieved, and there's some men saying, I told you I wasn't fucking no bitches. I told you my nuts was hot. That's why I ain't got no. Yeah, I'm sure right now some people out there happy as fuck right now listening to the show. All right, dog. Cheetah's in the building. Yeah, happy to motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy, baby, that you were telling the truth.
Yeah, he was telling the truth, girl. He was telling the truth. All right, let's bring Sheeta up in here. Sheeta know what time it is. What's up, Shishi?
Good evening.
How are you today?
What up, Sheeta?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Good, Sheeta,
babe. Okay, let me tell you. Hold it. First of all, it ain't that motherfucking deep. I don't give a fuck how much you nut. I don't give a fuck if you haven't making no damn baby. That has nothing to do with me. I don't give a fuck if you fucking another bitch. That has nothing to do with me.
Now, see, we don't, that's your perspective. But, you know, we talk about the people that, you know, they got girlfriends and, then you know, they think they be cheating this shit and they be checking the nuts.
Sheeta, listen.
I'm not going to say no names, but I'm going to say this. I know a person that their girlfriend checked their nuts on a regular. As a matter of fact, she checks his nuts, and if they feel a little bit on the light side, like she will jiggle them like dice in her hands, and if they feel a little light, she thinks something wrong. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, for real. Like, no bullshit.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
He's not lying
because
my ex-wife used to do that.
I need her.
He is not lying.
I need her to check her insecurities, for real,
okay.
Because it is not motherfucking deep. And this is the thing that she needs to realize as a woman.
Right.
There are two women out here for every male.
Okay.
And this is the thing right here. And like I tell everybody, I tell females and men,
mm-hmm.
Whatever one female won't do, another female will. No two females do shit the same. No two males do shit the same. So if that motherfucker fucking somebody else, fuck him. Go get you a five-piece. Go get you another piece. I mean, it's somebody always better. You think you got some good? Okay, cool. But the thing of it is, if you think he's cheating on you and you have to do all that, I'm surprised he's even still with her. Because why would you want to go through that going home every night where she has to check
that's
you?
True.
Because I'm like this. If what kind of communication do we have in our relationship that you have to check my motherfucking balls every time I come home? Are you fucking serious?
Let me give y'all a little background on this situation, why he's still around and, you know, with her. Okay, so she's older than him, and she makes, like, a lot of money. Like, she's very, you know, she got a very, really good job and makes a lot of money. And she kind of, you know, let's just call it space. She takes care of him. And so since she takes care of him, the only thing she really requires from him is basically for him to fuck her, which, you know, basically fuck her good. You know, she has a great job, making great money. So she wants him, when she's stressed, to relieve her stress. So he's basically like a stress reliever for her. Fuck me good when I want to be fucked. That's basically what his job is. You fuck me how I want to be fucked, man. And you know, I take care of everything else. And so that's why he's still around, because of the arrangement that they have. But she does have insecure. She is insecure. She is insecure. I guess, and part of it, I think, because she's older, it's like a 10-year age difference. You know what I'm saying? There's a 10-year age difference between the two. So she's an older woman. Mm-mm. He's a younger guy. He's nice, fit dude. You know, he's fit and everything. And, you know, she's average. She's average at best. She's average at best. So
I don't give a shit.
Just because of how their situation is, you know, so, but she is insecure. She definitely is that, you know, so, yeah, she checks his shit on a regular, cause he's like, you know, basically if she's going to take care of him and she's doing, you paying the bills and doing all this and, you know, taking care of him and making sure his car got gas in and all this bullshit and giving him a lot. This nigga got an allowance, y'all. He got to let you give him allowance. So, with all of that being said,
you know what?
She better not be, you know, it's like, you ain't fucking nobody else. I'm doing all of this. You better not be fucking nobody else. So, yes, and listen, there's some other things she does. She don't just jiggle his ball. She smell his shit. You know, I mean, just, it's crazy, man.
First of all, he's a grown-ass man. He should have his own shit together. That way, he ain't got to go through that bullshit. Because that's some bullshit right there.
It is.
Because ain't no motherfucking grown-ass man who has his shit together. Ain't no grown-ass man who don't even got his shit together going to go through that bullshit right there.
Yeah.
Ain't no motherfucking way. And me, as a woman, I wouldn't even do that bullshit. Are you fucking serious? Boy, you going? Go on the fuck somewhere.
You know, it's some really insecure and lonely women out there, and men too. It ain't just the women.
Yeah,
you know,
some people
would rather have a piece of a man or a woman than have nothing at all. Some people are codependent. They gotta have somebody in their life. Like, they can't. Some people feel that they can't function alone. Some people don't want to be alone. Some people are afraid to be alone. And so, need somebody in their life, you know. Yeah. So
Chick was on her like her third or fourth marriage.
Yeah.
And I told her don't marry this last dude, but she married his dumb dusty ass anyway. And I don't know. I can't say this is going on in their marriage. I don't know, but he used to go with a family member of mine, and he used to beat the shit out of her. So why in the fuck, if I'm telling you about this motherfucker, why would you put yourself in that situation? Plus, you have a younger daughter. So, but once again, I ain't the one to gossip. She ain't heard it from me. It is what it is.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
Second of all, he's from Indianapolis, so you know he ain't shit. Hell, but yeah, she's from Indianapolis too, so what the fuck? Birds and a feather flock together, shit.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's so, you know, some people just in that situation to where they just, they just don't want to be alone. They'll take whatever they can get. And a lot of times you got guys that will take advantage of a situation like that who, you know, and so it's wrong on both sides. It's wrong of her and it's wrong of him, but you know, it is what it is. You know, but of course, in his situation, he's gonna deal with it until he gets tired, until he get his shit together, or whatever the case may be. Then he gonna move on. But then where that's gonna lead her? But again,
He ain't getting his shit together.
He won't.
Yeah. Yeah, he done got accustomed to that lifestyle. He accustomed to her taking care of him. Yeah, you're right. He says that he's going to get his shit together. But y'all right. He's too, because he's been with her for us. He's been with her for a few years. It's been maybe between two to three years they've been together. So if you've been with this person this long, you'd have dealt with this long, then 9 times out of 10, you really ain't trying to go nowhere. You might be saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave. You know, I'm just working on a couple things. Because I asked him, I said, hey, man, I said, why are you letting a woman take care of you? You're a man. You should be taking care of yourself. And, you know, his thing was, you know, I was down on my luck at that time when I met her. And initially, they were just getting together to help each other. She helping him get on his feet, and he dicking her down like she won't. You know what I'm saying? So they had an agreement. But at this point, 2 to 3 years in, this is 2 to 3 years is a long time. It ain't like 6 months, mm-hmm. 4 years. You talk about 2 to 3 years. So how you go, you know what I'm saying, you just go up and just, you know, walk away, especially him. You know, you got decent car. She helped you get your car. She buys your clothes. She does a lot of shit for this man. So, but at the same time, you know.
She is the dumbest bitch ever.
But on his side, you know, that's kind of fucked up for him because, dude, you dependent on a woman to live. Like, your livelihood depends on somebody else, not just a woman, but someone else.
But you know what? You have to really sit back and think. I mean, really, sit back and think. Look how many motherfucking men depend on women today.
Oh, yes, a lot.
Because they ain't got their shit together, because they don't got their shit together and don't want to get their shit together. Really think about that.
Hey, now, listen, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get some people that's going to be mad with me, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but we have to speak a truth, you know, and you don't have to agree, and I'm sure some of you will. But I blame part of this on some of the single mothers that have treated their sons and continue to, as them being grown-ass men, treating them like their baby. You know, treating their sons like they little boys, and they grown as fuck. You know, get them off the goddamn tit. You still got your son on your fucking tit. Get them off the fucking tit. I blame that. That's one of the main reasons why these men are dependent on these women, because their mothers have babied them all their life, then allowed them to be men, and now as they grow, they still want somebody like their mama. You hear people say, I want a marriage,
yeah,
I want a woman
true.
Just like my mama. You know what I'm saying?
And that's true.
And so you want a mother. You want another. You want your wife and your girlfriend to be your mama and coddle you and not allow you to be a fucking man. And so I know I'm going to get some emails, but it's okay. I know some women are going to be mad at me, and it's okay, but we got to speak the truth, and that's the truth. And so, listen, I'm going to base it on this. And I just got a couple of emails. I'm going to read them. Y'all give me a second. I'm going to base it on this. When we look at when Sheeta, Brian, and myself, we in the same age group, and when we was growing up, and like Brian, like me, you know, my dad and Brian, I'm sure, you know, like, my dad was hard on me. And when my mom tried to do some little bullshit, my dad would tell my mom, don't do that shit, or he'll correct it. Like, my dad would step in a minute. He saw some bullshit. My dad will step in and tell my mother, don't do that. And my mom would listen. You know, and a lot of stuff she'd be like, well, I didn't know. She's like, no, that's not manly. Don't do that. Don't let him do that. I remember one time I went to my mom's closet, and I had put her shoes on. I was in the fucking closet, and I had put her some high heels on and shit. I was walking around with high heels, and my mom was laughing about the shit. My dad came home, cussed my mama out, cussed me out, told me, I better not ever catch you with no goddamn high. Dad cussed me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
And to this day, I'm thankful. No, bro, I'm thankful. Like, me and my dad have talks a lot about shit about me growing up, and I just be like, Dad, I'm so thankful that, you know, I thought you was hard on me at that time, but now, man, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be the man that I am. Like, you know, dependent man, strong man. Because you instilled this shit on me. You weren't easy. You wasn't weak. You wasn't telling me it was okay to do some bullshit like putting heels on and makeup or wear. Now, if you allow your kids, your sons to do this, lady, I mean, that's on you. I'm not going to say, if you know, right or wrong on that, because, you know, whatever you allow is going to end up to be. If you don't understand that, then, it is what it is. But, you know, this era coming up, a lot of single mothers. And so you got a lot of, you know, boys up under their mamas, and a lot of boys, their moms are just so protective of their sons and not allowing them to be men, not allowing them to grow, not allowing them to stand up and pee instead of letting their ass sit on the toilet and piss. Sitting down. I told y'all this shows ago. I caught my son doing that shit. I went on, got in his ass. Told him if I ever catch him doing that, I'm going to snatch his ass up. He never did it again. You know, we have to, and I'm sure that some mothers see their sons doing that shit and don't think nothing of it. They don't think nothing wrong with it. Oh, little Johnny pisses. Oh, she might smile at that shit. That shit ain't cool. Not for a man. Sit down and piss. Oh, well, he was tired. He didn't feel. Man, get the fuck out of here. You better man up. You better, if you tired, you better goddamn open your eyes and aim, motherfucker. Grab that motherfucking aim. That's what you do. You don't sit down on your ass.
Right.
So, you know, so I'm just saying a lot of the blame of the I want to depend on a woman is because you depended on your mama all your life. And your mom, you still depending on your mama. You live in your mama basement. Mm-hmm. Your mama letting you come back home and you don't pay no bills because, you know, I mean, we all fall short sometimes. Sometimes we all got to go home and regroup. But if you go home and regroup and your mama said, oh, baby, it's okay. You ain't got to pay nothing. You just lay right here. You can stay with me as long as you want. You ain't never got to leave. What the fuck? Lady, stop doing this shit to your man. You ruining your son. You demasculating your own goddamn son. It's okay? No, it's not okay. You're a grown fucking man. It's not okay to stay at your mom's house as long as you feel like it, and you ain't never got to leave. And you bringing girls to your mama house, and you fucking them in your mama's house, like y'all got their roommate. Are you fucking serious? Like, it's cool. Oh, you know, girl, you come over with my mom. Oh, it's cool. She cool. You fucking the chick in the other room with your mama in the other room. Are you fucking serious? You a grown-ass man. And y'all roommates. And she cool with it, too. Oh, you know, mama, Shauna's spending the night tonight. And you cool with that. And you hear your son knocking her back out and shit, and you in the other room watch TV and popcorn to my, yeah, son, beat that pussy up, son. Yeah, you gonna beat that motherfucker up and laughing and shit. You don't see nothing wrong with that? John, you hit that pussy, girl. Boy, you see, you told that pussy up. Ooh, John, that's my baby right there. Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, if she allowing this nigga to bring girls over and spend the night and shit, I wouldn't put it past her, goddamn it, because that ain't, you should be doing that. Sheeta, And listen, I know some parents that are doing that now. They allow their sons to live with them. Say they be bringing hoes over and shit. They bringing two different women over there almost every night. This is my thing. Mm-mm. You know, there's no respect in that. Like, first of all, a man, if you living with your mom, and I'm not shitting on that because, you know, sometimes we all have, you know, let's just say you have financial problems and you have to move back home with your mom for about a year or two to get your life back in order. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about if you're trying to get yourself back on track. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that's so lazy and so sorry that they just move home because they just don't want to work. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to do nothing productive. So they move home with their mama. They ain't paying no bills. And they chilling. They ain't got no job. They smoking weed at home. They just chilling. They bringing bitches in and out the house. Like it's their house. You know what I'm saying? Mama ain't saying nothing.
I know somebody else was like that. Now this month in the past month. So what?
And that's the thing. And now I think some of these mothers got to see that. Understand, when you pass away, is he going to have the skills to take care of himself? What is he going to do? Okay, you might have some insurance money, but for a motherfucker that with that mentality, that insurance money ain't going to last long. This motherfucker go out there, ball out, and be broken within a year or two.
Because
he ain't responsible. He don't know how to responsibly handle money. I know a kid that was 20 years old. He got a $30,000 settlement. I'm going to give y'all two stories. One I read about what I know what I know personally. I'm friends with his mom. So this is a motherfucker I know personally. I'm friends with his mom. He got a $30,000 settlement. Now, his mother told him, look, let me hold $10,000 of that money because I know you're going to fuck it all off. Let me hold $10,000, we'll put it in an account, and I'm going to hold on to it for you so that way we can do something productive with it. We'll figure some stuff out, and we can get you to do something productive because I already know what's going to happen. I would like 20, but I'll do 10. This nigga told his mama, hell nah, I ain't giving you no money because I don't trust you. He told his own mother this shit. Broke her heart. She told him about this shit. Broke her fucking heart. That her old child told her he don't trust her, right? But let me tell y'all the flip side of this shit. This dumb motherfucker, okay, he bought a car. The car was about like 10 grand, okay? He fixed the car. He bought rims, $2,000 rims. He bought all this shit for the car, you know, like a damn near $1,000 system, speakers. So in the car, he spent down there 15 grand into the car itself. Right? So that left him with 15 more grand. This motherfucker went to the strip club every night with his friends, and they fucked off about $5,000 of that money in the strip club. Then he bought a new wardrobe, and he was buying his friends' clothes. He's spending money on himself and his friends, okay? So within a year, that $30,000 was gone, right? He did not give his mother nothing. He didn't buy her nothing. He told his mama he didn't trust her. He didn't give her the money to hold for him. And he didn't buy her anything to say, mama, thank you. And by the way, when he got the money, he moved out of her house, right? How about when the nigga got broke, the nigga moved back in with his mama?
He wouldn't have came back.
He wouldn't have came back. I told her, I said, you let the nigga come. Well, that's my baby. Man, fuck. Your baby said he don't trust you.
No.
Man, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is the same nigga that said he don't trust you with his money. He goes out there, spends it on his friends. He buys you nothing. He buys a car. Fucked it up. Oh, by the way, he ended up selling the car. He ended up selling the car because he.
Oh, wow.
So he ended up having the money and ended up with nothing and ended up moving back with his money. He left her to go stay with his friends. His little dumbass didn't see that your friends let you stay with them because you had the money and they helped you spend it. And then when you came broke, then your ass had to go back home to your mama. And then you end up selling the car. Now you don't have nothing to show for that 30 grand. Nothing.
That's crazy.
Ignorant as fuck.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you another story I read about. How about this one? This guy won $20,000 in the lottery. It was like, you know, a little scratch-off lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his dumb ass took the money and bought a $20,000 chain, right? He bought a $20,000 gold chain, How about he got? How about somebody robbed his ass for the chain, and now he got shit. Dumb motherfucker. Dumb as fuck. Dumb as a box of fucking rocks.
See, now let me explain something to y'all real quick. That situation right there and the first situation right there, that's how you can tell motherfuckers ain't used to having shit.
Right. Absolutely.
That's how you can tell when a motherfucker's not used to having shit. And that's just not with them. That's with anybody who hits the lottery and they hit for millions, you know, after they pay taxes. It's like that was reading this one story. This one man won like
$998,000.
So, yeah, he won that right. money, and then I think a couple of days later, I think he ended up passing away.
Mm-hmm.
But either way it go, you got to think, when you win that much money, so, okay, ask both of y'all, Brian, you win that much money. This is after taxes. This is how much you have. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, wow.
Right?
Right.
Hello.
You know what?
Yeah.
Did you hear her? Did you hear what Sheeta said? She was asked you a question.
What was the question? I'm sorry. I was eating this damn pickle.
You won a lottery ticket after taxes were paid. You had $998,000 left. What are you going to do with that money?
Put it up. Wouldn't fuck with it. I would spend maybe $1,000 of it. Buy me a house, some shit like that. And put the rest of it up. Because I know me. I will fuck that money up within, like you said, within a year's time. Buying unnecessary shit.
Wow.
Trying to impress my fucking.
Why would you try to impress motherfuckers?
Now, I will say this, Sheeta. Hold on, before he answers, I will give him credit, though. At least you know you're fucking up. There's some people that don't even know. Like, they were like, okay, yeah, I get that money. And they don't even know that they will be broke in a year because they just do impulse buying and impulse shit. And they think, oh, yeah, I'm going to have this money forever. And then they end up broke. So I give you credit. At least you know yourself enough to say, hey, I would fuck it up. Now, go ahead. I just wanted to say that, but go ahead.
Hell yeah. I will fuck it up. I'm not going to lie. Doing unnecessary shit. Trying to show out and all that. Like, nah, 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 nah. I got this and you don't. As far as, you know. I'll be a petty motherfucker. I'll be really petty. Petty as fuck. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, by the way, y'all, I'm going to read emails in a minute. I know I got a lot of emails came in. So I just want to let y'all, okay, I'm about to tell you, Sheeta. I just want to let everybody know I'm about to read your emails. I got comments and stuff, so y'all hold tight. I got y'all. Okay, so me personally, I would put that money, I'll split it up. I would allow myself maybe $10,000 to just to have, but and pay off some of my, you know, I'll pay off credit card. I'll pay off a lot of my debts. And credit cards, all the bills will be paid off. I do have one car I'm currently paying on now. I'll pay that motherfucker off. Then I will get a small amount of money, and then the rest of it I'm putting up, and I'm going to diversify, and I'm going to talk to a couple of investors and stuff about diversifying my money. And then I would say maybe about a quarter of it, $250,000 of it, I'm not touching. I'm putting that up somewhere. $250,000, a quarter of the money is being put up. I ain't touching. Ain't nobody gonna know about it. Ain't gonna nobody know gonna know where it's at or nothing. The rest, bills, and you know, and then some investments. But that's it. That's it.
Yeah,
what did you do, Sheeta?
Now, me myself, first I'm paying tithes. So yes, I'm gonna give God his portion. Next,
right.
I am going to, like you said, I'm putting up. I'm basically what I got, 998,000. Just say
right.
probably about 90,000 going to God.
90,000.
And I still got
right.
900 and something million left. So
uh-huh.
it's like with that right there, I am going to give my mother some. Give
right.
my sister some, give my brother some.
Right.
Now, they
mm-hmm.
won't get as much as my mother and my little sister. But my
right.
but my older sister, my older sisters and my older brothers, yes, I will give
mm-hmm.
them a portion. My girls, of course, I'm going to give them some, but I'm putting theirs up in a savings
account.
Right. I want to open
and
up,
you know,
I'm going to
that,
open up a savings account in each and
right.
every bank throughout the United States. I'm going to give me
absolutely.
A savings account.
Right. That's probably where my 250,000. Look, I'm with you, because remember I said I'm going to put it somewhere. Nobody. Yeah, that's about what I'm going to do
yeah.
with my 250,000. Put that
with
shit somewhere where
account.
Nobody's
yeah.
going to know. Right. It's going to be
like
hidden.
Said,
ain't
I'm
nobody
going
to know about it.
I'm going to have a bank, because, you know, not all states got the same bank. So whichever
right.
states, because I have a Chase account. So whichever states don't have a Chase account, I'm going to throw $200 or $300 in that bank and get $200 or $300
right.
there, because I'm going places. I'm doing things. Quit playing. So
absolutely.
Wherever I end up at, hey, I got an account at that
you
state.
You got a bank
so,
there, right?
Yeah.
But, yes, I do.
And you know what? I'm going to piggyback on some stuff that you said, Sheena, and I agree. You know, yes, I'm going to take care of my family as well. And, my sons and stuff, you know, I'm going to put money up for them. You know, they're in their 20s now, but I would rather
yeah.
give it to them when they're older and a little more mature, because I already know they're going to fuck it off
yeah.
at this age. I already know. I get
yeah.
them a
yeah.
lump sum.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck
yeah.
it off. Yeah, they're not mature enough to understand and handle it. So I'm not going to, you know, I might give them a small amount right now, but, a nice portion that I plan on giving them is going to be put up. And they're not going to be able to touch
yeah.
it until later in life. You know what I'm saying?
Because our
and
kids
so,
are younger. They in their 20s. You already know they get
yeah,
come on,
absolutely.
Man.
You get no 20-year-old, no goddamn $10,000, some shit like, no motherfucker, that shit be gone in 2 days. That shit be gone in 2 days, man. That shit be gone. You be like, what the fuck? Oh,
see,
it's gone, bro. I ain't got no money.
Know.
I'm
see,
broke.
Money burns a hole in my hand. So that's why I said it's going in the bank. Is going in the bank,
yeah.
like I said, like you said, pay off my student loan, because the rest of my debts, I'm caught up on them. I just got to handle my student loans. Other than that, and that's
right.
only, what, $15,000? My student loan's
right.
only $15,000.
Right.
So you see
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying? So that's nothing.
That ain't bad.
So,
yeah, that ain't bad at all. That ain't bad. I mean, that's way better than some people. Some people's got, you know, they shit's in the $30,000 and $40,000
yeah,
range. Some
I
people's
know.
In the $100,000.
I know.
Some people in the $100,000 and shit. So, hell,
ooh,
that's 15, rough right there.
Knock that shit out the
yeah.
box, get that off my credit, and I'm good. That's my main thing
and
right Cheetah, there.
I forgot one person I'm going to take care of. I forgot one main, well, it ain't a person, entity that I got to take care of. And, you know, I agree, yes, God going to get a piece too. The IRS, I'm going to pay them bitches off. Matter of fact, I want to go to the field office. I'm going to fly to the goddamn main office. I want to go to the main goddamn office in Washington, D.C. I'm going to go to the main IRS office. I'm taking straight cash to the motherfucker. I'm putting in a duffel bag. I'm walking that bitch. I'm going to say, hey, listen, I owe y'all motherfuckers. You know, I owe them upwards of like 10 grand right now. So I'm going to get
mm-hmm.
10 grand. And I'm going to take it in a duffel bag. I'm going to go straight to the office. And I'm going to tell them who I am. I'm going to have them pull my shit up. I'm going to say, yes, I want to settle my debt with you guys. And, you know, I want to pay y'all off. And first I'm going to see if we can settle it. They say, well, give them me $5,000 and we'll settle it right now. But if they say, no, I need the whole 10, I'm going to drop that goddamn duffel bag. I'm going to turn it upside down on the desk. And I'm going to say, here's your 10 grand, count it, motherfucker. Count, I want y'all to count this shit. Well, you think they're going to say
no? No.
They're going to take the money.
No. Be petty with it. be petty with it.
Get them all
I
one.
I was reading this article.
Get them all one.
No, I was reading I was reading this article. This dude paid his wife child support. It was like a something. It was he dropped her like $80,000 in pennies.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's right. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not 80, but 80,000 in pennies. Yes.
Hey, Sheeta. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. That's exactly how I want to do it. So that means I'm going to have to goddamn bring a truck. I'm going to have to bring a truck.
Yep.
And I'm
going to
load that shit up with $10,000 worth of skinny. Yep. And I done bag that shit up. Say, here's my payment, y'all. And y'all can keep the change. Whatever's left over, y'all keep the change. Y'all motherfuckers count this shit right now. I'll wait. Matter of fact, call me. I'm finna go eat lunch. And when y'all done counting to make sure it's 10 grand, y'all let me know and I'll be back. Them motherfuckers be mad
for me. Get eight drinks trucks, have 1,000 pennies in each truck. And be like, here you
God
go. What you said you owe 10,000.
Right.
So you're going to have 10 bring
trucks.
Have 1,000
like
pennies in each truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Either you
here
ain't
you go.
Cheetah.
Here's what I owe you. Yes, I'm petty. The pettiest. Do you hear me?
That's what I'm talking. Thank you, Sheeta. Thank you. You know what? That's a dream of mine.
I read that.
That is a dream. I would love to do that in real life. That really did happen.
He paid her child support, and he paid it in pennies.
God,
took it to her in pennies.
That's the shit right there.
I said,
that is the
pettiest shit ever.
Hell
I said,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I read that
article
like,
yesterday.
I bet she was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
I don't know if y'all got it on y'all cell phone.
What you do with it?
Do y'all got smart news on y'all phone?
Smart news, no, but I'll download it, though.
It's
an app, right?
I think it's an app. Well, see, you know, I got an Android phone. Y'all probably got iPhone, so. But
right.
it came on my phone when I got my new phone. So, yeah,
okay.
it's called Smart News, and it has...
It has news articles
basically about the government, and then, you know,
right.
That's how I found out, you know, a lot about my government news, plus me watching the news all day, every day, and then, you know, with smart news, they'd be having, like, it'll have notifications. It'll send a notification, I'll open it up, and it'll tell me what's going on, like with stimulus checks and shit like that.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, I haven't heard anything now as far as the smart news. They're talking about the fourth one might be coming out. They say
right.
It might be. But, you know, it hasn't been approved or nothing like that yet. So, you know, it's basically like Yahoo and Google News.
Yeah, like Yahoo News.
You see different articles scrolling down. Yeah, you just see
right.
different articles scrolling down. And I seen that. I said, you know what? I forgot what state it was in. But I said, that motherfucker was petty as I don't know what. Do you hear me?
I like that.
Took that shit to the damn grocery store, put that in that little change machine that counts the pennies and the coins and stuff, count that shit out, get my little receipt. Yes, I need this right here.
Hell nah. Man, you be there for 2-3 days counting that shit.
That makes no difference.
The machine be getting tired. The shit machine like, God damn, this what the fuck?
Shit,
God
the
damn,
I'll go down to the county jail. Go to a cell block and be like, look. Everybody in this cell block, I need y'all to count these pennies and the 50 cent, roll them up in the little 50 cent bowl. I'm putting money on y'all commissary. Quit playing with me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That is funny as hell. Thank you, Sheeta, for that. That was a good one. As a matter of fact, like I said, that's a dream of mine now. I dream to be able to do some shit like that. I mean, I would love to do that to the motherfucker. That would be the shit. Hey, you know, if I did that, I would definitely be on the news and shit. I'd be like, listen, y'all, I want to thank my girl Sheeta for giving me the idea and shit. I want to shout out to the Hip Hop Barbershop shit that made this shit happen. Now y'all go bitches, look, now y'all bitches go count that money. I'm going to go get me some lunch.
They gonna open up the Brink truck door and all these pennies fall out.
Hell yeah. Oh, man, that would be the shit.
Hey, it's
going to
be a real chain shortage for real then. You know
hell
how the stores
yeah.
are now saying you got to come in with correct chains because of the chain shortage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what's funny? I went to a restaurant yesterday. And they was telling me, they said, we only accepting card. We're not accepting cash right now. I was like, what? They said, we're not accepting cash. I said, what do you mean y'all not accepting cash? They said, sir, we only taking the card. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck don't take cash? I hear sometimes people say, we're not taking the card, cash only. But who the fuck don't take no cash? So I'm sitting here like, I said something wrong. They was like, no, sir, we just not taking cash right now. I was like, damn, what the fuck? That kind of concerns me. Like, you're not taking no kind of cash? Like, what the fuck? Y'all got robbed or something? What the fuck going on? So, yeah, she's like, we ain't taking no cash right now, sir.
Because of the chain shortage, they'll tell you come in with the correct change or you paying by charge. And somebody, it might have been you, LJ, that was talking on the radio show one night about how basically, I might have been listening to the TV news too. No, it wasn't TV news. It had to be you.
I was talking about that one time a while back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They were saying that. Yeah, that they had the
not
signs
be worth
at
shit.
That time. They had signs up in front of the registers that was incorrect change. So yeah, they were actually having the signs up in the stores, and it was more than one. You know, it was quite a few stores that was doing it at the time, and so I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Then it was explained to me because of during COVID, you know, the Fed had shut down. So since they shut down during COVID, there was nobody, you know, they weren't making the change or recycling the change. But my thing was, goddamn, ain't there enough change out here in the system already? Like, how much change y'all motherfuckers got to make?
It wasn't true. Because they was talking about basically how money is basically losing its worth. Let me put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the excuse the stores was giving me. Now it might have been a whole nother fact of what was going on versus what they was telling me. But they were telling me their version of it was, well, you know, the feds are closed and they're not making change. I more so believe what you're saying than what they're saying. I think that's just something that they were telling people because they probably didn't know the truth. So they thought maybe that was the best explanation. But what you're saying makes more sense to me because, let's be honest, they've been talking about a cashless society for a long time, and they've been saying this, that that's where our society is going eventually anyway. They said this many years ago. So I can believe that way more than them saying that they weren't making. Because right now, Sheeta, they in business now. So why are you still saying there's a chain shortage when the feds are open?
I know what.
You know what I'm saying? So that don't make any sense. So, yes, now what you said makes plenty of sense. Yes, the value of money is going down.
Money's losing its worth.
Yes, it's losing its worth. So they've been talking about one day we were going to be a cashless society anyway. With everything with credit cards and the way things are going with cards and Bitcoin and all this cryptocurrency shit is going on, yes, I can see that. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. All everybody invested in this crypto and shit like that, y'all be careful. All this Bitcoin shit, y'all be careful. That's all I got to say.
Real.
Ain't going too deep in it. But y'all motherfuckers be careful with that. Y'all be careful, especially now that she just told y'all, cash is losing its value. So if cash is losing its value, and crypto is an alternative to cash, what do you think is going to happen to crypto? Now, I'm not saying it's going to lose. I'm not. Don't quote me. Don't say what LJ said, that crypto is fucked up. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is y'all be careful, because there's some people investing a lot of money in that shit. And so y'all be real careful about how much y'all invest into something that you're not, you know, that someone's telling you, oh, this is the great, the next best thing. But I mean, it is what it is. I'm just going to leave it at that. So y'all be careful out there with y'all money. But this stuff should be concerning to y'all. This should be real concerning to y'all. All right? All right, let me read some, some comments.
Oh, go ahead.
No, no, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you. No, go ahead.
Go ahead and read. Go ahead and read because I'm about to get off the phone in a few. So go ahead and read because I want to hear from him.
Okay. So let me see. Yellow Girl 69 hit us. So hey, Yellow Girl. She says she wanted to know how old was the couple that I was talking about earlier. Like I said, there's a 10-year difference. She's in her 50s. And he's in his 40s. Okay. This is from Harrison. Harrison says that I just don't understand how people allow their kids to disrespect them like that. I would never let my child tell me they don't trust me with anything when I've raised them and given them everything. That is crazy to me. Harrison, I agree with you, man. I mean, you raise a child all their life. You do everything for them to tell you they don't trust you with money. I mean, yeah, that's some bullshit. That is a hurt. You know, and trust me, she was hurt. And I'm sure she still is hurt behind her hearing her own child tell her some shit like that. But, you know, part of the problem is you allowing this and then you let him come back home. I agree with shit. You going to tell me some shit like, no, you can't ever come back. You'll still be my child. But living with me, you don't trust me? Oh, no. Hell no. All right, this one's from Victor. Victor says, hey, everybody, just want to give a shout-out to the show. Love the show. Y'all crazy. I just want to comment on the fact that people got to stop treating their kids or their adult children like kids. We got to stand up as parents and be parents and not allow our kids to be our friends. That's one of the biggest problems. All these parents want to be friends with their kids and not parents to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I can agree. That is a problem. Now, I mean, you could be cool with your kids, but not their friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what does come where some of the disrespect comes. You know, there's no boundaries. You got to have boundaries with your kids. You know, you could be cool with your kids. I'm cool with my sons, but we got boundaries, though. Like, ain't your nigga, ain't your friend. I am your father. So you ain't going to talk to me like I'm your nigga on the street or your friend or your homeboy. You know, this was from Anita. Anita says, I have a friend that hangs with her daughter. They go out to the club together. They just hang out like they besties. I would never hang out with my kid like that because that's not the proper way to be a parent, going out nightclubbing with your child. I don't even want to be in the same club with a child, someone my kid's age. That's not cool.
I got a friend who hangs out with her daughter, but here's the difference. Because just like now, both of them are gone out of town together. They're gone to a convention.
Right.
Because her mother works with me. And her daughter's in college now. They go and they hang out together like that. You know, they do things together, mother and daughter, you know.
Right.
Just like
we went
to BW3s one night. I brought my key, or my youngest daughter. And it was her daughter and her daughter's two friends. And, you know, they invited us, whatever. But as far as going out to the clubs, nah, I doubt it. I doubt if they do that. If they go out to the club, believe me, it's a upper scale, not the neighborhood club. It's a upper class club. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
More
yeah,
of a
yeah, yeah.
you know because, you know, her daughter's in college and everything. And, yeah, just like I said, now they gone to a convention. So, yeah, they gone out of town to a convention together. And so, yeah, you know, they
and
hang
see,
out together.
Like
but
there ain't no wrong with hanging out because, like, when my son coming to town, right, we might go get a drink because he's old enough to drink, right? We'll go to a – but we don't go to the club together. We'll go to somewhere like Applebee's, somewhere that serve drinks, like a, you know, like a little bar, so something that, you know, like on that, like on that level. But going to the club with him, I, you know, not saying that, because I remember when he turned 21, I did take him to a strip club, right? And, you know, it was cool or whatever, but that was the last time I actually took him to a, you know, to a club. You know what I'm saying? First and last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to give him that experience. It was just like, okay, Dad, so I'm going to take the strip club. You know, I bought him a couple little dances and shit. And it was cool. But after that, I told him it's going to be the first and last. You know, but now, from now on, we go hang out a little bit. We'll go to what's subtle in between. You know, we'll go to a little Applebee's or somewhere and get us a drink and talk. And that's it. We just keep it cool. We don't go to the... Now, I would take him to where I hang out with my friends, you know, because at the end of the day, like I said, that's that boundary thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's that boundary thing. I'm not going to take my son where me and my homeboys hang out. That just, you know what I'm saying, we got to set some kind of boundary. So, now,
right.
I just got an email from somebody. Y'all need to check this shit out here, y'all. Listen, I'm going to see how y'all feel about this one, okay? This is from a person that's named Glover, which, you know, of course, I'm sure it's not their real name. I hope it ain't. Glover says, Glover says, tell y'all this, and this is slightly a confession. Speaking on a situation being in a club, I met a mother and a daughter at a club I used to hang out with, or used to hang out in, I'm sorry. I got acquainted with the mother first. The mother really wasn't feeling me like that, but she was giving me a little play. So I asked her who her friend was. The mother says, that's my daughter. Now, mind you, I'm the mother's age, around the mother's age. And the daughter and me hooked up on the mama's blessing. Now, it was kind of strange, but who am I to turn down some pussy? So, yes, I did. I hit it, hung out, dated the daughter for a little while, and the mother knew about it and wasn't tripping. Listen. See, this is the reason why I would not hang out nowhere with my son. Not the main reason, but this is one of the reasons why I would not hang out with my son nowhere, because if some chick my age tried to holler at my son, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? I'm not going to bless that. I ain't blessing that shit. I'm not.
Really?
You know, I would have a problem with it. Now, what's crazy to me is the mother blessed him. I mean, she was cool with him, and they were around the same age to date her daughter. So I'm sure her daughter was in her 20s. I'm sure they're in their 40s, 50s. And she was cool with that, yo.
She wanted a sugar daddy.
Oh, my God.
That's
man.
Why
that's
the
cool.
mother blessed. That's why the mother approved of it.
That's,
hey, she found out where he was working at. Yep, she found out where he was working at, what he had. Oh, yeah, baby girl, go ahead and hit that up. Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
Because if you just put it like this, no, I wouldn't do that. No, that would not be me.
Right.
But you got to think, I'm in my 40s. So if a dude in his 50s can come and holler at me, okay, well, nah, baby, you're not really my type, but, you know, you cool. You know, I like you. You know, holler at my daughter. Because, first of all, I already know he's not working with nothing to please me. So... let me give you to her because you might please her, and she can get a little bit more out of than I can, and she's going to please you more than I will. She might please you a little bit better than me because she's younger, and can move a little bit different than I can. But, yeah, so, you
right,
know.
Right.
Yeah, so the mother knew what she was doing. Hey, there go your
wow.
sugar daddy. Get that. She knew it. The mother knew what she was doing. Come on now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I can kind of see where you're coming.
Wow, I just,
good
wow.
Girl.
Well.
Oh, my goodness. Baby, you got to know how to keep game. If the mama's not going to holler
know,
at you, do not go for the
right.
daughter. Baby,
right,
they are using
right.
you.
Right, yeah.
You
yeah,
got
I can
you
see that.
You got punked. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Whoever
wow, that's
to.
Crazy, though.
And please tell me you ain't still messing with her. Please, pretty please, tell me you're not still messing with that baby.
No, you
yeah.
You
and,
know
yeah,
you know
and that, and that's
you know
just
he
it.
Is, yeah.
Well, what he needs to think about is what can she do for him? She is 30
nothing.
Years younger than him. What
you're
can
right.
she do?
I can't
you
do
see
shit,
what I'm saying?
Nothing.
The conversation,
nothing.
The conversation is not even on the same level.
Absolutely.
So
nothing.
You see what I'm saying? He's probably got kids older than her. So
right.
what can she do? Besides,
as a matter of fact, he probably done brought her around his kids, and they probably looking at him like, what the fuck? Listen, he got daughters. They probably like, what the fuck? Are you serious, daddy?
Hell, I
are
hope he ain't got
right
sons,
now?
Because, hell, she probably
see,
fucking
probably
him and
like, hey,
the son. Quit playing.
And right. You fucking the whole goddamn crew. Hey, Dad,
oh,
look, Dad,
Gloria,
Dad
you,
get a little
oh,
sleepy
goodness,
and went fell asleep. Look, Dad just fell asleep and shit, and she just snuck off in the other room and shit and give the son
nah,
some.
He
didn't want
to sleep
because
he got to go to work. He got to go to work. Just say if he worked for Navistar or somewhere like that, you know he got to be at work 2, 3 in the morning. So, yeah, he's
right.
in bed early. Come on now. And Glover, she done straight punked you. Baby, you done fell for that. Oh, my goodness.
Goddamn, Glover. Well, Glover's a lover. He got punked.
Hey.
Goddamn.
Hey. I mean, he got what
and
he wanted.
It,
so, I mean.
Everybody had it. Yeah.
The thing
he definitely
is.
Got that. That was your thing. Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
it. But she got what she wanted, too.
Yeah, probably still get what she want too, I'm sure. Probably still get it. Right, right. Mm-hmm. All right, this is from Patricia. Patricia says, hey, everybody, join the show. Listen, I got a girlfriend right now. Is dating a younger man. He's about 15 years younger than her. She is only requiring him to tighten her up from time to time. They don't live in the same house. She really don't care what he does, but he's basically her boy toy. I kind of don't understand it because the only thing she getting out of it is sex.
Yeah.
I would expect her to do better and get more, but I guess it is what it is. I mean, listen.
No.
Patricia, listen. Everybody don't require the same shit. Like, you might be, got a husband and all this stuff. Everybody doesn't want that in their life. So you can't knock your friend for having a 15-year-old dude. She don't want his time. She just want his energy. She want that dick. She want him to bust her down. She want that young dick. You can't fault her for that if that's what she wants. She don't want what you want. So you can't
it's
really
probably
hate,
not
you know,
even
you can't
that. It's probably not even that because that's just like my situation. You know, hell, shit, you know, just by having niggas out and fuck with since we've been knowing each other. But it's just like, you know, you just want company for that time being. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just for that moment. You're a perfect example when me and old boy used to fuck around. We was only together when he came in town. So we was only together
right.
for, what, a good 10 to 12 hours. Hey, perfect.
Right.
Because then he's gone. He's gone home. He's gone back out on the road. I got my me
right.
time. Because it's like this.
Right.
Yes, it does get lonely. Yes, I do get bored. But then it's like, yeah, you want that male companion around you. That way, you know, to feel another warm body next to yours, yeah, you want all that. But then you like,
right.
after everything is said and done, it's like, damn, I'm ready for you to go home. So, you ain't ready to go yet?
Right. Because sometimes, you know, if you, you know, I mean, and like I say, everybody, people are different. You know, people see things different. And, you know, that's why I don't really, you know, some people say, oh, that's horrible. No, it's not. Everybody's different. Everybody don't want what you want. So you can't shit on somebody because they're not like you. You know, what works for you might not work for somebody else. You know, just like I think some months ago we was talking about how, you know, you got some women that are professionals and they don't want to be in a relationship because they're so – they're about their jobs right now. They're not trying to have a family and a man, but they do want sex and they do want – so they get in relationships where, you know, we just physical. Like, when I call, you come over, then you go home. And some people are like, oh, that's bad. That's just not cool. But it's like, no, don't judge on people like that, because these people have their reasons why they're like that. They might be focused on the career, and having a relationship interferes with their career. They may want to do career first, then do the family later down the line. You know, some people do the family first, and then they kind of go figure out how they're going to do their careers. There's no wrong answer in this. It's all about the person and what they want in life. So you can't shit on somebody because they want to fuck and not be in relationships, because that just not be in their plan, and it might not be what they want at the time, but they want their physical shit too. You know, so we have to kind of just say, okay, well, if that's how you want your life, then you just have to accept it. You know, you got some women going through their whole phase, you know, and, you know, you might say, well, damn, she's too old to be going through a whole phase. She should have did that in her 20s. Well, everybody's different. You know, she might have been, you know, married in her 20s, and she probably didn't get a chance to do a whole phase. I mean, she's been with one man for 15, 20 years, and she want to know how I feel to be with other men. She's been with one motherfucker, one dick. She's been with one dick for 20 years. She don't see one dick for 20 years. So you can't fault her to be curious. You know, maybe there's some, you know, how other dicks feel or what they look like. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people judge on people for what they do, but at the end of the day, just because somebody's not the same as you, you can't say they're wrong. Everybody has a right to. That's why God gives you, you know, the will, free will to do what the fuck you want to do. He even give you free will to believe in him or not. He lets you do what you want to do. Now, you might have to suffer the consequences for doing what you want to do, but still, he allows you to do what you want to do. So, at the end of the day, if he allows you to do it, who am I to tell you that you won't? I might not agree with the shit, but hey, do you. Do you. So, if she wants that 15 years younger dick that's giving her pleasure, then let her get it. Let her get it. That's on her.
I need to know what state they're in. So I can go visit her.
Hey, hit me back. Hit me back, Patricia. Let me know what state y'all is. Hit me back. Let me know where you at. All right. Y'all get
a little five piece there.
She didn't want to get a bike. Her bike. Not her back, but her bike. Want to get that bike broke in.
But, oh my goodness. But see, me, I'm the type of person, I'm like this. First of all, I'm an Aquarius, and if you read up on Aquarius, we like our space.
Right.
It's just like, even when my daughters were smaller, I would hate for them to touch me. It's like, don't touch me. What are you touching me for? Because it's like, first of all, I'm hot, so what are you touching me for?
Right.
And it's just like,
right.
You know, this is when they was like, in like 9, 10, you know, they try to be up under me. I'm like, what do you want? Move. And it's just like, I need my space. I have to have my open space. I have to have, I need my freedom. I need my space. And when I want to be left alone, I want to be left alone. That's why I have to have a dude who has his own shit. He can't live
right.
with me. The longest a dude has lived with me was a month and a half. The shortest a dude has lived with me is a week. I can't live with nobody besides my daughters. I can't do it. I gotta have my space. I gotta move around like I wanna move around. That's why it's like, yeah, I want a relationship, but then no, not really. Because I wanna be by, I want you around when I want you around. But other than that, I talk to you later. So, you know, that's why I'm cool. Like I said, going from state to state, going to go see people. Okay, cool. Because, see, you're not getting on my nerves. We talk on the phone, we text, Facebook or whatever. Other than that, if I don't want to talk to you, I ain't got an answer. Ta-da!
Right, absolutely. Hey, Sheeta.
And
hey,
on
Sheeta,
that,
Patricia just hit me back. She said she is Selma, Alabama. When get you come down and get you some of these country boys and this country dick down here.
Hey, I'm headed that way. Quit playing. Be down that way 2 weeks. We're roll through. Quit playing.
Selma, Alabama. Yes, the next state over now. Selma, Alabama. Get some of these country
right next door.
Yeah, right next door.
Of course, yes, boo. We look at my calendar daily. It's right there on my wall. Quit playing. Looking at it daily.
That's what's up.
All right, Bob.
Right,
I'll let you
later.
We'll
holler at you later.
All right, Brian. All right.
All right, Shishi. All right, y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. You can call in. As always, you can call in at 516-387-1245 is the call-in number. Brian, my boy, what you think, man? You been kind of quiet over there. You good?
Yeah, I'm sitting here smoking, listening to y'all crazy asses. I'm good. Oh, man. Hell no, exactly.
Exactly. Off the chain tonight.
Yeah. Alabama.
And the most, no doubt about it. This one here is from LaShawn Turner. LaShawn Turner says, I just want to give a shout out to the show. You guys are funny. I love listening to y'all, and y'all keeps me entertained. I just want to say hey. We appreciate you, Miss Turner. Hello back to you. We appreciate you for supporting the show and listening to it as always. Okay, so listen. Okay, so this is, I guess, breaking news, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so her name is Patrice as well, but Patrice Collier's Black Lives Matter executive stepping down. Okay, so who cares at this point? We find out they full of shit. She was stealing money. Who gives a fuck? She didn't kill that organization. That organization don't mean shit to nobody now. We found out, basically, I don't even want to talk about that. I'm so disappointed in that whole little bullshit that with that and what it stood for, what a lot of people thought it stood for, but really it didn't stand for what people really thought it stood for, and it's just an embarrassment, and it's just some bullshit. So I'm not even going to put no energy in that. But, yeah, who cares? That organization ain't about shit, and that woman was doing that but taking money. And, dude, did you see her house? Brian, did you see that girl's house?
No, I didn't.
Bro, when you get a chance, Google the Black Lives Matter founder and
when they come up, you're going to see her house, bro. When you see the whole story, bro, like, she got a mansion, bro. Now, mind you, she didn't have none of this shit before the movement. And just Google it, bro. Just when you get a chance, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, you just ain't going to believe your eyes, man, that, you know, all this shit was a lie, bro. All this shit was about her coming up, basically. And you came up off the backs of real people that have died, and you took advantage of people. And you took advantage of people's family members and husbands that have been killed, and daughters, you know, because we had Breonna Taylor and some other people that have passed away, men, women, and children that have died by the hands of police or white people, whatever. And you financially gained off people's pains and emotions, man. I have no respect for that. I don't have no respect for her. I don't give a fuck about her and her stepping down about that movement because it was all a lie. So I appreciate you bringing that to my attention, but fuck them. The hard way and the long way. Okay? Oh, man, yeah, bro. I don't like that shit, bro. That's some bullshit right there. So, anyway, not to the person that sent that to me. I appreciate you for bringing me some news that you felt that was, you know, important. But just the gist of that whole situation, yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good on that. All right, let's move on. We got some other emails, and we got some other people, and we got some situations, and we got some damn confessions. So I know Brian loves a good confession. I know Brian loves to hear bullshit as much as I do as well. So we're going to go on and go into some confessions, because that's what tonight is, y'all. It is confession night. And before I, you know, go into the confession, you know I got to do this the right way, Brian. You know we got to do this. We got to set it up right. So hold on, y'all. We got to set this thing up right and tight. Hey, shout-out to your girl, man. Shout-out to your girl. She listening tonight. Yep. Hey, man, listen. Hold on, y'all know what time it is. Turn down a little bit for me. There you go. Damn, not that low. Can you hear them? Hold on, y'all. Give me a second. All right. I guess that's good. All right, y'all. It's Deep Dark Confessions time. Where everybody tell they bullshit. Giving all they deep dark secrets to some strangers. Telling strangers right. All their business. Giving us the dirt of their life. We give you the platform to tell it all. We want to hear it all too. We love to hear that bullshit, so we appreciate y'all for giving us your bullshit, your spanking, just dirty secrets. And we're going to tell it tonight, but before I tell, I got to hear this right here. Hold on, here you go. Oh, I love that flute. God damn, that flute is the shit. All right, y'all, let's get into this motherfucker. All right. Yeah, okay. All right, cut it off. All right. That's my favorite part of the whole goddamn song, that damn flute. When that flute come in, that flute be the shit, man. I love the whole thing, but when that flute hit, boy, it just comes in. It's just like, yeah, man, that's the shit right there. All right, y'all, let's get into the confessions. Y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com, man. You know, we had our serious talk earlier, but I know on Wednesdays, that's what y'all really here for. Y'all want to hear some bullshit, so I'm going to give it to you, y'all. All right, let's get it. Confession number one of the night. All right, it says, confession. I have a kink for sitting on men's laps. I love to see how hard they dicks get when I sit on them. As a matter of fact, when I sit on their lap, I make sure that I do whatever I got to do to make their dicks hard. And to give you even more, I do this to strange men that I don't know. I'll go and hang out with my girls. I see a nice man that I think might have a big dick. I go sit in his lap and say and make an excuse like, oh, I'm sorry, I fell in your lap. Or I'll say, hey, girls, let's take pictures. And so I'll go to a strange man, I'll sit in his lap, I'll put my hand up under my butt, and I massage his dick till it gets hard. Man, those are fun times for me.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. She like, she an exhibitionist, I guess. I guess she like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that one, but all I'm saying is be careful with that, young lady. Somebody might, you know, do something strange to you. You know, let me say this to you. You know, us men don't like wasting a hard dick. So you might, somebody might do something to you. Like you didn't got his shit hard. So you be careful with that. Oh, wow. We got a pervert in the building. This confession, it says, I park my car at the Metro Park all the time where women run in super tight spandex pants and shorts. And I sit there and jack off watching them run. Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, wow. So you like to check off the women running around in spandex and shorts. Okay. All right, then. Yeah, you like to jack off watching women jog in the park. Okay, never mind. Okay. I just don't have nothing to say, y'all. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Let's just go to the next one. All right. Confession. Right. I take that back. Let me say this. So you mean to tell me, you know, when you go to the park and you see a man sitting in the car by himself, is that what they be doing? I thought maybe, you know, you see a man in the car at the park alone. I thought maybe he just go to the park to clear his mind. You know, he might have got in a fight with his girlfriend or maybe his job stressed him the fuck out and he just wanted to go to the park and sit in the car and just kind of clear his head. So now you to fuck that up for me. So now every time I go, what you say, bro?
At the park, girl.
Right. So now you got in my mind every time I see a man by himself in the car, he a perv. Ah, Jesus. Okay. Hide your wives. How did Antoine Dawson say? Hide your wife. What did he say? Hide your kids. Hide your wife and shit. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers can't just go to the park no more and shit. Golly. All right. Let's go to the next one. Confession. I am trying to fist my wife. Oh, wow. Brian.
You said what?
Hold on. Let me read this shit again. Y'all some kinky motherfuckers. I just want to say that. Just for the record, he says that I am trying to fist, F-I-S-T, my wife. I can get her with five fingers, but cannot pass the knuckle yet, hoping that I can in 2 days when I fuck her. She lets me double penetrate her with a dildo in her pussy and my cock in her ass. She also is a squirter, so I love to see her squirt. I still make her squirt, but I'm trying to get my fist in. I want to do it so bad. I want to buy her some crotchless panties and then finger her in the car in public. Don't know if she will let me do that, though, but, hey, I'm working on that as well. Right now, I have her in vibrating panties while we listen to the show. And it's turning her on that you're reading these confessions. So when you read this confession, I'm going to stand back and let her squirt in my face as you read aloud what we like to do together. This shit is amazing and it turns us on. This is why this show is the best show.
That is bad. I don't know what the fuck. I'm fucked up.
Brian, what the fuck is going on? Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
Okay. There's so many things going on in my head right now, Brian. First of all, okay, so listen, I don't want to ruin their moment because right now he's probably standing there while she's squirting his face while we're reading about their little fetish. So I don't want to fuck up the fetish for them. So I tell you what, y'all. I'm going to let y'all have that one. I don't want to fuck up y'all session right now. All I'm going to say is I appreciate the fact that y'all enjoy the confessions. I appreciate that y'all are, I guess this is y'all way of being a part of the show where when we talk, you guys, you know, we're reading off your confession and it's turning y'all on to where y'all just doing some kinky shit right now. So I'm not going to. By the questions that I have right now, I'm not even going to have them because it may fuck y'all shit up. So I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to say enjoy. Enjoy, y'all. Okay? Y'all enjoy that. All right, we're going to move on. Because I'm still on this fisting shit, man.
That's some new shit.
Wow. Yeah. I've seen it in porn. I've seen it before. I've seen somebody do that in porn, bro. I was grossed out. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get too deep because, like I said, I don't want to, again, what's for other people is not for everybody. And I'm not going to shit on nobody for what they like. But, yeah, that was some shit to see, bro. That's crazy. If I could do that to a woman, in my mind, I'll be like, ain't nothing my dick going to do. And I got big hands, Brian. And you got big hands, too. Mm-hmm. Brian, look at your fist right now, brother. Right? Look at that motherfucker.
I can't do no crazy shit like that.
Ain't no female wanting me to do that. Oh, my God, bro. Like I said, big ass hand. I'm looking at my fist right now. If I put this big motherfucker up in somebody's shit, I would probably look at it and be like, oh, hell, I ain't nothing I can do for you. That's probably why he's fucking in the butt, because, okay, anyway, let's go to the next one. Wow. Yeah, bro, that right there got my head fucked up. Okay, next confession. I love public sex, dressing in panties, shorts, cut off, T-shirt, looking at strangers to suck their dicks. Public sex is the best sex. I also go to parks and rest stops. And that is the most sexy and hottest place to have sex because it is kind of scary and exciting. I love it when other men watch or join in. I'm married at 55 with a nice hot body and I'm horny. So bring it. If you see me in your town at a rest stop, just come get it. Okay. I got a question. You married at 55. Does your husband know you're doing this, or are you just doing this behind his back? That's what I want to know. Does he join in with you? Is he watching this go down, or you just kind of sneak out the house and you go to rest stop in your city, and you be picking up men to have sex and watch you and all this? Hit me back and let me know. I'm curious. I'm just curious. All right, confession. God damn, Brian.
Oh, no. All right, Brian, this is deep.
That is deep.
Ah, okay. Right. Deep as fuck. All right. Confession. I am an avid exhibitionist. During the summer, I would sneak out of the house at night between the hours of 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. and strip naked and run around my neighborhood masturbating nude in my driveway. What the fuck? Wow. Okay. It says, but if that wasn't enough, I would go to the library, take off my panties and underwear in more secluded parts, walk around, masturbate in the outdoor atmosphere. But that has gotten boring. I would flash while driving, strip naked, walk around in the woods, flash while shopping. On a few nights, I would go to a busy road near where I live, stand by naked and hitchhike. And if somebody stopped their car, I run in the woods. What the fuck? On my way home for one of those nights, I got caught by a neighbor and just ran. My best friend knows all of this and egged me on to do it and start to support my kinky ways. I don't do this alone. I make sure my friends know what's going on, so if something happens, then they can either follow or call the authorities. I just look at this as pure fun. This motherfucker, wow. So hold on. So this person gets up between 1 and 5 a.m., strip naked, and run around the neighborhood.
Oh,
this is some funny shit. Masturbate and nude in her driveway. Lady.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck?
God.
This is why.
Damn. Oh, my God. This is some funny ass shit. Bro, what if you saw one of your neighbors doing this type of shit, bro? Like, you get up in the morning, you know, you sleepy, you going get ready to go to work. Or you get ready to say, oh, shit, let me run to the store right quick and pick up something. And you see one of your neighbors running around butt-ass naked playing with herself in the driveway and shit. Of their masturbating in the driveway, bro. What the fuck?
I'll be like, this can't be real. This can't be real.
Like, oh, my God. What the fuck is really going on out here, y'all? Listen, man, I don't know, bro. I don't know if either people are more horny right now because of COVID and they were locked. You know how people were locked up for a whole year and, you know, during that whole time, people were, you know, some people were like single people were home by themselves for 8-9 months and you got some couples that were home. But, you know, of course, you be up on somebody for so long, you know, you start to get – you know, I ain't going to say bored, but it's like, goddamn, I'm with this motherfucker 24-7. I need some space, right? So I don't know if the whole COVID thing got people out here just wild because they're so happy to finally get out. But, bro, like, I mean, we've always had, like, crazy confessions, but it just seemed like I'm getting more people doing shit in public. Like, you know, we get more, like today, like a lot of these are people out in public showing their shit or they have sex or they just fucking random motherfuckers and they just out here just doing stuff. So I don't know if it's COVID or what, but it's shit crazy. Like, here's another crazy one. How about this? Okay, listen, I got a confession too. I'm going to confess something behind this confession because it's kind of like something that, not going to say I did before. I'm not going to say I did all of this shit this person said, but there is something that this person is saying that I do like to do, and I'm going to go ahead and confess up to it tonight just because, you know, hey, fuck it. We confessing, so I'm going to say I'm going to come behind this one. But let me read this right quick. And I know somebody who knows me that's reading that's going to hear this, they probably going to pick out what I'm going to say because they know me. But let me read this, and then I'm going to say my confession. Confession. I kind of like peeing in public. I just like when, oh, and this is a female, so of course, you know, the, you know, part of it don't apply to me because I'm a man. But anyway, she says, I kind of like peeing in public. I just like when my pussy is out in public. It makes me wet, and I like it when guys see me peeing and seeing my pussy hanging out. I'm trying to slow down, but for some reason I can't. I already don't wear underwear, so it's easy, but sometimes I'll wear underwear just to take it off, or I'll wear underwear just so if I'm around a guy that I think is hot, I'll pull my panties down to my knees. And at times I'll rub my pussy and let the juice get on the panties. I'll take them off and give them to some random stranger. At one time, I met a guy. I rubbed my pussy against my panties, took it off, and told him if he smell it and lick it, he could have the pussy. He did so, and we fucked. It was so much fun. Wow. Dude, you licking pussy, you don't, random pussy you don't know, you just licking the panties, like, you know. But anyway, all right. So I guess y'all can guess what I'm about to say, because I ain't got no pussy, so I'm not going to wear it. Yes, I wear underwear, so yes. My confession is I like peeing in public. I do. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I do. I like peeing in public. Bro, I'll whip my shit out in a minute. I know there's some people that are like, I got to run to the back. No, fuck that. I will fucking whip my dick out and piss behind a tree. If I got to piss, listen, I'm not finna hold my shit for 20 minutes. I will turn around, look around. Now, I'm not going to piss with somebody's looking. I don't go that far. But, yeah, bro.
Right.
I'll piss the public in a minute. I ain't got no problem with it. But hell no. I'll whip my shit out right quick and be like, you know, piss and then put it back in, walk, go about my day. But, yes, I do like peeing in public. That's my confession. Yeah, bro, I do. I ain't going to lie. And listen, you know, like, there's like a wooded area, like near my house, bro. I go up in that motherfucker in a minute. Go, as a matter of fact, I just for the fuck of it, I go to the wooded area and just go take a piss. Won't even pee in my own toilet. I just like nature, y'all. I love being outdoors. And Brian, when you come to the crib, bro, you gonna understand when you see my backyard, bro. My backyard is built for being outside, like hanging out outside. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out in the backyard. I like hanging out. I like being outside. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm kind of a nature kind of guy, so to speak. But, yeah, bro. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with peeing in public. I don't care who know it either. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, for old girl, though, bro, I don't know, bro. She out there. She out there, bro. You putting wet panties giving wet panties to people like they gifts, and then threw the shit in a man's face and told him to lick it, and he did it too. Jesus Christ, bro! Like, nigga, what was you thinking? You don't know where that pussy been. Look, you don't know where that pussy been, and you just licking it out, licking the panties. Okay, let's get this to the next one. And bro, listen, before I read this, y'all. The subject that this person wrote, so I already know it's some bullshit, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says confession, right? And next to confession in parentheses, it says shameless. So it says confession, and then in parentheses, she got shameless. So that means she did some shit, and she don't care. Now, let me read it. And I haven't read this yet, so I don't know what the fuck what I'm about to say. So just note that. You know, if it gets too crazy, I'm just going to stop. But anyway, it says, I am in a lesbian relationship with a wonderful girl, or well, maybe she meant the wonderfulest girl in the world, but she said the wonderful girl in the world. So anyway, although I actually identify myself as pansexual, my girl finds it hot when I would entertain sex with anyone. And if y'all don't know what pansexual is, pansexual means that these people kind of just have sex how they feel with whoever. So If I feel like I would want a woman today, I'll fuck a woman. If I feel like I want to fuck a man today, I'll fuck a man. If I feel like I want to fuck a dog, I'll fuck a dog. So pansexual is just you don't identify yourself as a lesbian or straight or anything. You just identify yourself as being free, and you free to fuck whoever you want when you feel like it. So wherever the wind blows, that's where you go. That's what pansexual means. Now let's keep it going. Okay, it says the best thing about girls is how comfortable we are with our bodies and being nude. Most guys I meet are too uptight about showing themselves in their bodies. Now, wait a minute now. Well, she says guys that she met. And I was saying, every nigga ain't shame of their body now. I don't know where you get that from. But anyway, just to look around how boys dress, long shirt, shorts, socks, and shorts with sleeves, while we girls wear in all manners of fashion and highlight our bodies. I love my skin and wear my clothes sparingly, even if my friends are over. My girl likes me nude, and even when we go out, we wear skimpy clothes to show our breasts and show our bodies. I like being sexual and sexy, and it turns me on, her own, and others. My girl likes that I'm this way and uncomfortable with the way I am. So I just like to let the world know that me and my girl are very open and comfortable with our sexualities. Okay. Congratulations. Now, I will say this. I don't know where you get where you say, man, you know, we are ashamed of our bodies. I ain't ashamed of my shit. There are a lot of men out there that are not ashamed of their bodies. So I don't know where you get that from. But, you know, there are men that are just like there are women that are. Don't be shitting on us men now. I don't like that shit. No, don't go that deep. Shit. I just told you I like peeing in public, goddammit. I ain't afraid of shit. We tell me I'm scared of showing my shit off. Fuck that. Goddammit. Right. You know what I'm saying, Brian? We scared to show our shit off and shit. Like we hiding our shit. Man, fuck that. Proud of my shit, goddammit. I'll whip my shit out. No, I'm sorry. Anyway. All right, let's go. Confession. This is a fetish. It says, I love being outside naked, and all started out about a year ago. It's just so intoxicating when I walk around showing and being free. Now, I don't like fucking in public or nothing like that, but I do like showing my body off because it is a work of art. Okay. Got a lot of people like showing their shit off. Okay, no wrong with that. All right, there, young lady. Well, show your shit off. Confession. Being with my husband for over 20 years, and for the past 2 years, sex has been better and better. Probably some of the best sex I've had since we've been together. I don't know what the fuck my husband has been doing, but I am guessing that he's been taking them gas station pills y'all been talking about. Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
Hey, well, whatever works. If he breaking it down, then let him take that. Hey, check this out. Go check and see in the trash can, see if you see a gorilla or a goddamn rhino in the trash can. If you do, then you know what it is. Oh, shit. She said she think he taking the gas station pills. All right. Confession. He's working for somebody, Brian. She said he tearing that ass up for the last couple of years. Hey, that's what's up. All right, confession. Whenever I stay in a hotel alone, I make sure I'm mashed wherever I'm in the room. If a maid or a room service knocks, I let them see my cock. Sometimes I'm wanking. Other times I'm just having What? I don't understand the fuck he's talking about. Sometimes I'm hard and other times I'm not. He says on 100 or so occasions, only three have hung about to get a proper look. Okay. One touched my cock briefly, but nothing more.
What?
Oh, shit. So this motherfucker said, damn, you just showed your dick off to 100 maids and shit. He said, hold on, let me read this shit again because it's kind of confusing. I think he's from another country the way he's talking. He says wanking. Wanking is something somebody says, it's like British or something, Britain or something, wanking. We don't say that here. So I'm thinking this person's from another country. So he says, whenever I stay in a hotel alone, I make sure I'm mashed, which I don't know what the fuck that means. I guess he's trying to make sure that he says I'm mashed whenever I'm in the room. If a maid or room service not, I let them see my cock. Sometimes I'm wanking. Other times I'm having a bout. Yeah, he's from fucking England. Sometimes I'm hard and sometimes I'm not. This motherfucker rhyming and shit. This motherfucker made this shit into a rhyme. And sometimes I'm waking, other times I'm not. Sometimes I'm hard and sometimes I'm not. This motherfucker rapping to my head. Okay. It's about 100 or so occasions. Only three hung around. He said hung about to see, get a proper look. So only three of the chicks hung around to make sure they saw his dick. He said one touched his dick briefly, but nothing more. So he ain't fucked none of them. So other words, y'all, okay, I got the gist of the email. I had to read through it. It was kind of improper, but I think he's from another country, so that's why it kind of came out that way. So basically what he's saying is he goes to a hotel room with his dick hanging out, and he'll call in room service or maid to come up, and when they do, he's got his dick hanging out, and then, you know, so he, over all the times he did it, a couple of chicks touched his shit, and then a couple of them just kind of stood there looking at it, but he ain't fucked none of them. Okay. All right, then. Okay, I got you, homeboy. All right. Well, be careful with that, because, you know, Me Too is a motherfucker. You know, I got these women talking about Me Too and shit, so I don't know what kind of business. Sound like he's a businessman, but you be careful with that shit, man. Your ass can get locked the fuck up and sued. You can't be doing shit like back in the day and shit. Fuck that. Your ass gonna get locked up. All right. I'm going to read a couple more before we get up out of here, y'all. Confession. After a morning coffee, I walked the dog, and around the fence in the garden area, I had to pee. As I do so, I see a woman in a bathrobe watching me through the sliding glass door. I pretended not to see her and kept peeing. But to know that she's watching me, she was getting excited, rubbing her titties. And so at that point, I said, hey, you want this dick? She said, I don't mind if I do. She invited me and my dog in the house, and I fucked the shit out of her and left. That was one of the best one-night stands I ever had. Oh, wow. So you walk the dog, take a piss, woman in the bathroom see you, she get horny. She had, yeah, you yells out to her, you want this dick? She say, yeah, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, listen, Brian, I'm chalking this shit up to, I'm blaming this, all this bullshit on COVID. This COVID, bro. COVID did this shit to people. I'm convinced, bro. I blame COVID, you got motherfuckers doing some crazy shit out here and ain't giving two fucks about it, COVID. It's your fault. I'm going to blame this on COVID. I'm gonna read maybe one or two more, and we gonna shut it down for the night. Okay, how about this one? This is the shit that I was talking about earlier about how when you let your kids be your friends, and then how sometimes they can get disrespectful in your house, right? So this confession. Okay, so this person says, places I've masturbated.
Now, I don't know if this is a male or female, but maybe we'll find out by the end of the fucking email. But they put that in bold letters. Places I've masturbated, okay? It says my house, different bathrooms at my school, a park on a, let's see, a park on the walk home. Oh, shit. He said a park on the walk home from school one day, the school bus, oh, my grandparents' house, the bathroom at the cafe, airplane bathroom above Canada, I think multiple hotel rooms, a wooded park during a field trip, the roof of my house, my car, the hallway at school, at the hospital, visiting a friend. God damn, motherfucker. At the club. God damn.
Oh, wow.
At my girlfriend's parents' house. At my girlfriend's parents' garage. God damn.
Yeah.
At my homeboy's house. At my homeboy's wedding. On vacation. God damn, motherfucker. Fuck. At the mall. God, this motherfucker, he's jacking off everywhere. On the Ferris wheel. At Six Flags over Georgia. This motherfucker live in Atlanta. Oh, shit. Everybody live in Atlanta. We got a jack-off bandit. Y'all better be careful. At the gas station. At the Waffle House. God damn. At the QT. At the strip club. God damn. God damn. And many more places that I cannot name right now. Because some of them, I do it so much, I just can't remember. I'm going way back as far as when I was in grade school, when I first started jacking off. So excuse me if the list is long, but I still jack off to this day. And by the way, there's something about jacking off, it seems, somewhere public or semi-public, is just so risky and hot that it just makes me feel like I want to come more and more. Going on a vacation in a couple of weeks, watch out. I might be jacking off in your town. This is a motherfucker right here. This is a motherfucker right here. And he's from Atlanta. God damn. Jesus. This motherfucker, he jacked off at Six Flags over Georgia. God damn. All right, y'all. There's no other email that I can read to follow that, so we just going to let that one. What'd you just send me, Brian? Nuggets and their fans both taking L's on Sirius. Oh, yeah. They mad, huh? What the fuck? Brian, how the fuck you get that in his trunk, bro?
You see the dude hold it.
Hell, it's a nigga. It's a nigga in the trunk up under the goddamn, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm done. And he black. Because his arm is black, yo. Brian, where do you find this shit, man? I don't know where you be finding it. Where you be finding this stuff, Brian? God damn.
Everywhere.
That's the funny shit. That's the funny shit. Y'all was shocked to see what shit Brian just sent me, but that's funny shit. All right, y'all, listen. I just want to say to everybody, you know, life is short. And I understand, you know, people out there enjoying their life and they're free and all of this type of stuff. Say happy COVID. You know, I mean, COVID is still around, y'all. Don't get it twisted, okay? I mean, yes, the numbers are going down. Yes. You know, it's not like I was last year, but, you know, just still be careful. But, like I said, I blame COVID for everybody out here just acting wild and just out here being wild. But, y'all, just remember diseases are still out there. Y'all be careful. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, stop eating panties, strange pussy. Stop licking strange shit that you ain't never been in before, okay? Get to know the pussy a little bit before you lick it, okay? At least get to know it a little bit. Hit it a couple of times first. Just make sure you know, just kind of take it around the block. It's just like buying a car. You don't buy a used car
or a new car without test driving it, okay? Test drive the pussy a little bit before you eat it. Don't just go eat random pussy, y'all. And, now, trust me, ain't nothing wrong with eating pussy. I didn't say that. Have at it. Have a buffet. Eat the fuck out some pussy. All I'm saying is, yes, if a strange woman rub her pussy on her panties and put it in your face and tell you to lick it and you can get it, ask yourself how many other dudes have she did this to before she did it to you.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. But if you okay with that, then have it your business. Okay? But I'm just saying, be careful. I know you're horny out there because you've been locked up for a whole year. But just ladies too, know y'all horny too, but y'all use your discretion, okay? With that being said, we love y'all. Y'all be careful. We'll see y'all on Friday. Friday will be music day. I know, like, for the past, like, three Fridays, we were supposed to have our show, and shit has happened. So I apologize as usual, per usual. I will make sure, if all in my power, that we be on air Friday and we do this show, because everybody's still asking me, hey, you still going to do it? Yes, we are. Shout-outs to our family. Shout-outs to everybody listening to the show. We thank you guys. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your thoughts. All y'all nasty motherfuckers with y'all confessions, thank y'all for y'all nasty asses. We love y'all, too. Y'all just be careful. And for the 55-year-old lady that's fucking motherfuckers randomly at the rest stops and shit and got a husband, yo, you need to calm your ass. You too old to be doing this shit. You been a lot lizard. You too old to be a lot lizard. Stop fucking these random people at these rest stops and shit. Stop doing that. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool at all. Your husband probably thinking, I got a good wife and my wife is she's a wholesome kind. No, she a whole. She's not wholesome. She's wholesome. She a hoe. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking on your husband and random motherfuckers at the rest stops and shit, and exposing your shit, and you got a husband at home. At least the other people are single and shit, and ain't got a husband and shit. Mm-hmm. They just out there doing the most. Don't do your husband like that, lady. Don't do him like that. And now, mm-hmm. if he knows what you're doing, if he knows what's up, then hey, I ain't got nothing to say. But I'm just saying, if he don't know and he thinking, oh, my wife is the best and I love my wife and she's such a good woman and she's faithful and I love her and all she does is she comes home and cooks me meals and she don't do nothing else and that's just my wife. And you out here fucking motherfuckers at the West Stop. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be more careful, B. Got to be more careful. All right,
yeah.
B, gonna get shots out, brother. Gonna get shots out, brother.
Shout out to all the listeners and shit, the crew, my friends, family members, Facebook, everybody, shit. Man. I can't wait to talk.
Don't forget
Fridays.
Don't forget Miss Tina, because you know she family now. She listening to us right
yeah.
now.
Hey, shout out to whatever your crazy name is. Shout out to her, too. Shout out to everybody. I'm like, she'll
man.
Be as creepy as hell, shit. I got my ass up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Ooh.
Like,
well, listen, man, you know we appreciate you. I could tell, because, you know, usually you be on the gas, but I knew, you sounded tired and stuff, so I knew. But,
mm-hmm.
Brian, listen, I appreciate you, man. You take your time to be on the show, and you've been up all night, so, you know, all morning, you know, working and stuff. So we appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you for being here, brother.
No doubt.
And supporting the show. You know, of course, I can't wait till you get down here, brother. And, you know, Yellow Girl listening, what's up, Yellow Girl? Appreciate you for supporting the show as well. And everybody that listens, even the freaky motherfuckers that send us the emails, listen, we love y'all too. Y'all just be safe out there and be careful because, you know, there's there's some motherfuckers out here that's gonna try you if they catch you. You know, ladies, stop teasing these men out here thinking that you can get a man's dick hard and he ain't gonna want to touch you, and then you yell out rape because he tried to take the pussy from you. You know, you gotta be careful. You know, have your fun, but just be careful, right? With that being said, y'all, we love you. We'll see you on Friday. Everybody be safe out there. Enjoy your Thursday tomorrow. And we'll see you guys on the flip side. B, brother, I holler at you, brother. Love you, man. Talk to you on Friday. Ladies, y'all be careful. Family, y'all be careful as well. All right, y'all. We out of here. See you on Friday. Peace out, everybody.
Yeah. It's your boy Dirk LP. On the Grim Reason Beat. It's the Hip Hop Barbershop. It's the Hip Hop Barbershop. Better keep it locked in. When it's with the heat. Who